Welcome to episode 50 of the Burning Bush Podcast, where we share the message of the Bible while enjoying a good cigar. Thanks for stopping by this week. Hope everybody's doing well. And this week, I am smoking the Alec Bradley Prensado. So let's go ahead and get right over to the Alec Bradley website and give you the rundown. Prensado means a lot to me and the Alec Bradley story. Rolled at Reces Cubanas, Cuban Roots, factory, the Prensado was first created to pay homage to the Cuban traditions of cigar making, rolling the filler entubado, triple capping the head, and box pressing the finished cigar. Blended with proprietary estate-grown Corojo from the Trojes region of Honduras, Prensado would eventually be named Cigar Aficionado Cigar of the Year, propelling Alec Bradley's trajectory into cigar culture much quicker than I anticipated. Alan Rubin. And the wrapper is Honduran, binder is Nicaraguan, and the filler are Honduran and Nicaraguan. And the vitolas are Corona Gorda, 5 5/8 by 46. The Robusto, 5 by 50. The Gran Toro, 6 by 54. Churchill, 7 by 48. Torpedo, 6 1/8 by 52. And the Double Toro, 6 by 62. And as I said before, this was voted the number one cigar of the year in 2011 by Cigar Aficionado. And it was rated a 96. Oh, and the strength is medium to full. Forgot to mention that. So that is the Alec Bradley Prensado. Okay, so let's go ahead and get back into Dr. Justin Bass's book, The Bedrock of Christianity. And this week's section is entitled, The Uniqueness of Paul's Conversion. I will be discussing this appearance of Jesus to Paul more in chapter 6. For now, it is important to point out why Paul's conversion was unlike so many other famous conversions of church history. In almost all cases of people converting to Christianity, by their own testimony, they were struggling with some kind of sin or guilt and sought Christ for forgiveness. This is the testimony of the two most famous and influential conversions after Paul, St. Augustine of Hippo in 386 and Martin Luther in 1516. They are both famous for the guilt they experienced before God, Augustine's guilt with sexual sin and Luther with guilt and terror of the wrath and judgment of God. Paul's conversion was nothing like that. Paul was not a sinner struggling with sexual immorality, feeling the guilt in his soul, fearing the wrath and judgment of God. This important point of Paul's conversion is brilliantly argued by New Testament scholar Christer Stendahl in a famous article called The Apostle Paul and the Introspective Conscience of the West. Paul, the Pharisaic persecutor, did not believe God was against him, but that God was on his side in this battle against the Nazarene heretics. He was not a sinner struggling with guilt. He was arresting and punishing sinners. As to righteousness that came from the law, Paul confesses, he believed he was blameless. Philippians 3:6. This is very different from Augustine and Luther. Paul was not seeking Christ. He was fighting against him and laying hold of his followers for arrest. It was in his highest moment of burning zeal that Paul believed Jesus laid hold of him. Philippians 3:12. The chief sin Paul referred back to from then on was not some inner struggle of guilt or even an outward struggle with idolatry or sexual immorality. Paul's great sin was that he persecuted the church of God. It was something Paul did not realize was sin until he was convinced Christ appeared to him. What Paul thought was righteousness before God was in reality the most severe evil and blasphemy against God. So then, how do we account for Paul's conversion from persecuting Jesus to following Jesus? It was not because of sinful conscience, and he was definitely not seeking the Nazarene, who he considered accursed. Paul's answer is clear. The crucified man Jesus appeared to him, raised from the dead. On the other hand, if Jesus stayed dead, then what did Paul see? What can historically account for this transformation that changed the course of human history? I will seek to answer these questions in the concluding chapter. In sum, we don't have a phone booth that allows us to literally travel back in time, but the tools of the historical method enable us to time travel to learn about the knowable past, whether studying significant historical figures such as Tiberius Caesar and Socrates, or historical events such as the Jewish War. Not all sources are equally reliable, but encountering the historical Paul is easier than most because the bedrock facts of his life and aims are found in bedrock sources. Paul the Pharisee, burning with zeal for Torah and God, sought to persecute, arrest, and even destroy the followers of this new Jewish movement, the Nazarenes. He believed Jesus was a dreamer leading Israel astray. Jesus' crucifixion was further proof that he was a false prophet and even accursed of God. Yet something unexpected and extraordinary happened to the Pharisaic persecutor. Paul had a radical transformation from Paul the Pharisee to Paul, the world history-changing apostle. Paul unequivocally believed that the cause of his transformation was that the crucified man, Jesus, appeared to him alive, raised from the dead. In the next chapter, we will see further why Paul is our bedrock eyewitness of this earliest stage of the Christian movement. He knew the earliest followers of Jesus and even received priceless creedal traditions and hymns from them long before his first letter was written. And that'll do it for this week's reading from The Bedrock of Christianity by Dr. Justin Bass. And I would just say, I keep forgetting to mention, I really would suggest checking out his website. The link is in the show notes as usual. And picking up his book, this one and another one that he's written on the book of Revelation. But because there are diagrams and things in the book that you can't see because I'm just reading this to you, there are footnotes, there's a bibliography, and just so much that you're not going to get from just listening to me read the book. So I'd highly advise that you'd pick up a copy for yourself if this interests you and help support Dr. Bass. So with that, thanks for stopping by. Really appreciate it. And check out the show notes, like I said, for Dr. Bass's website and a link to this week's cigar, as well as groundworksministries.com for daily Bible studies and devotions, and the Burning Bush podcast merchandise store, where you can pick up some stickers, magnets, cups, t-shirts, things to help spread the word about the show. And tell your friends. So until next week, have a great day, have a great cigar, and God bless.